Today's reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Galatians, starting at chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Here ends our reading. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but one of the shows that I kind of dabble a little in is the show Dancing with the Stars. And one of the reasons I love this show is because it's all about transformation. It's taking average celebrities who, like me, were born with two left feet and seeing the transformation that takes place week after week, trying new and more complicated dance moves, and every week growing in their ability to the point that inspires and wows the audience. But it's not a natural transformation that takes place. In fact, they talk about these practice sessions as very long and grueling days, anywhere from 6 to 12 hours of practice to get the steps just right, to be in sync together. Now, it's not the ability of the celebrity, but it's really all about the ability of the professional dancer. You see, it's the professional dancer that plans all the choreography to make sure that the ability of the celebrity is in check with the dance that needs to be performed. It's the professional dancer that determines the rehearsals, that determines the steps. The celebrity is just to take the lead, step by step. It is the professional who does the hardest dance moves and does the heart of the routine, even though the cameras will show the beauty of the celebrity. It's really in the beauty of the professional dancer where the heart of the dance takes place. There are many interviews that have been done by these celebrities, and they say the same thing over and over, that every day is a daily battle between the head, the heart, and the feet. And looking at Paul's words to the Galatians today and to us as well, he encourages us to daily dance with the Spirit. He says it's a daily surrendering of giving up control and following the Spirit's lead. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's like the beauty of a bride and groom in sync during their first dance as husband and wife. And yet Paul sees the destruction of what happens when the church is not in sync with the Spirit. In fact, he warns that the dance, this daily dance routine, is more like a daily dance battle. It's your flesh against the Spirit, both wanting to take the lead, both vying for control. Your flesh against the Spirit. It is your flesh vying to take the lead, to take control, to determine the dance, often wanting to change partners that ends up looking more like a middle school dance. And he could see the effects that were happening in the Galatian church at this time. It was causing division, it was causing destruction, and it impacted both their community and their witness. Notice as he lists the dance of the flesh, listing the destruction one after the other. What struck me as I read through them is that over half of the ones that he pointed out are behaviors that lead to disruption, that leads to division within the Christian fellowship and community. It's these dances that often lead to headlines, that lead to critical blogs, that lead to authority debates and finger pointing. But I love that Paul continually through his writings constantly brings us back to the beauty of the gospel in our lives. That we have been joined to Christ in the holy waters of baptism, and we're declared dance partners with the Holy Spirit in those waters. And he proclaims today that your flesh, along with its passions and desires, were crucified with Christ, and that you and I live daily in the freedom of being a forgiven child of God. And yet every day we feel the pull of the old Adam vying for control, calling us to take the lead, to find another dance partner, to choose another dance that divides and leads to destruction. As we honor Zechariah and Elizabeth and their part of God's grand narrative today, looking back to how God used them, we see this daily struggle in their lives. We see it in Zechariah dancing and wanting to take the lead, of questioning and doubting God and his promise. God, could you really give me a child at the age that I am? We see it in leading to the consequences and division between him and his wife, Elizabeth. But we also see them dancing with the Spirit and the beauty that comes with it, serving as a priest in the church. We see Elizabeth recognizing the Messiah in Mary as she declares, "Blessed are you, Mary, among women, and blessed is this child you will bear." We see it in dancing and the naming of John that was prophesied, despite the world wanting to honor Zechariah. Daily, the Holy Spirit reaches out to you and to me with a gentle, loving grasp, not coercing us, but inviting us to dance, to take his hand, to follow his lead as he leads our steps and keeps us in sync. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. A dance in our life that leads to love over indifference, of joy instead of gloom and negativity, of peace instead of anxiety and worry, of long suffering instead of short fuses, of kindness over apathy, of goodness over selfishness, of refusing to take the lead and to follow the Spirit, step after step. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And those of you who belong to Christ Jesus, your flesh with its passions and desires have been crucified. Let us live in the freedom to daily dance in step with the Spirit and sync with his movement, and to continually see the fruit and the power of his leading that comes with this dance. Amen. Amen.